Hey everybody, it's Monday morning and it is time for Snipes and Stripes Weekend Edition right here on nofilter.net. And unfortunately, I am doing the show solo. My partner Tim Peel is on a flight and he is so disappointed that he can't be here and talk about the NHL final, which is finally here. Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. This is going to be sick because we have some serious, serious star power. But before we talk about that, let's talk about our sponsors. My fantastic whiskey, Whiskey in the Wild. Go to whiskeyinthewild.com. Find your greatest chocolate whiskey. Yes, I said chocolate whiskey. It is amazing. Chocolate orange whiskey. It's the most unbelievable drinking experience you'll ever have if you're a drinker. So please go to whiskeyinthewild.com and get your chocolate whiskey ASAP. And for all you gambling people, bet online. They are a fantastic, fantastic site for your gambling action, for your interest in making that game a little bit more fun to watch. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. And it's the Stanley Cup Final now, not just the playoffs. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to our website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Thank you to Bet Online. And obviously, protected net guards for our boy Tim Peel. He is really doing a lot to save and to protect as many people and many kids out there with these great neck guards. We've seen what happens with, unfortunately, sometimes. So make sure you kids protect yourselves with protected neck guards from Tim Peel. All right, we are here. It is time for the NHL final. It's not finals, it's final. Trust me, I got into a lot of trouble when I was working at that other station back there talking about the final Stanley Cup series. And it's going to be awesome. I want to say this is an amazing setup for the National Hockey League and might not be for the common fan, maybe the wishy-washy fan, to have the Florida Panthers, right, a team in southern Florida, which is not a hockey market, and a lot of people don't really care so much about Florida markets. And then Edmonton Oilers, a Canadian team. And by the way, way to go, Edmonton Oilers. You guys finally have gotten this opportunity, like so many thought was going to happen for the longest time, to play for a cup. Now, again, a lot of people in the States aren't going to be really excited about a team from Canada, especially a team from Edmonton. But if you're an NHL hockey fan, like a true fan, someone that really enjoys and loves watching it because you love the game and you love the star power, this is star power. Like we have a NHL final with the greatest, I believe, the greatest player, talent-wise, in the history of the game. Now, obviously, everybody says Gretz and Mario and Mess and Bobby Orr and Gordie Howe, talking about the best players of all time. But we have, in my view, the most talented player ever on skates. The fastest, the most agile, can do things on his edges like nobody else, can stick handle at speeds that we've never seen before. Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, the two best players in the league. And that's not an opinion. I think that's a fact. And then on the other side, you got Matthew Tkachuk, who is taking the league by storm by being one of the most all-around best players in the National Hockey League, who's gritty, can fight, is in your face. One of the smartest players. Barkov is playing unbelievable. You have the two 50-goal scorers in this final with Sam Reinhart and Zach Hyman. That is an unbelievable matchup when you think about it. Goaltending, you got to give the edge right now, I think, to Florida. Defense, you got to give the edge to Florida. Offense, you got to give the edge to Edmonton because they have the five top point scorers in the playoffs. And obviously Conn McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but even Nugent Hopkins is having himself an unbelievable playoffs. This is what happens when your team plays the way they're supposed to. And every individual plays the way that they're supposed to. The way that they have to pick up their slack and not just sit there and watch Leon Draisaitl and Conn McDavid play. because Zach Hyman's playing great. Evander Kane's playing great. Nugent Hopkins is playing great. Hyman's playing great. Everybody is doing their job on the Edmonton Oilers. And Knobloch is doing an amazing job by piecing together and getting this team going. And it's unbelievable to think that just a week ago, the media and the fans were panicked. They're writing things in the paper and they're going crazy over Darnell Nurse not playing well. And who's going to be in net? Is it going to be Skinner? Is it going to be Picard? Who's going to be in there? They were going cuckoo crazy. But obviously, just like fans do, just like media do, they get all in a huff for no reason. Because this is the team, the Edmonton Oilers, that we thought was going to be here. And I thought this back in October. My picks to get to the final were the New York Rangers and the Edmonton Oilers. I missed it by just one. Not surprised that the Florida Panthers are here. It is, it's nice to see. It's kind of crazy, though. The last five Stanley Cup final, there's been a team from Florida. Obviously, Tampa, right, was there 3 years in a row. And now we got Florida two times in a row. And we have a team from Canada. So let's see what's happening in our chat. Why does Canada want a Canadian team in the final? And Calgary fans rooting for Oilers just because they are a Canadian team. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. Remember, this is a Canadian sport. Just ask them. Just ask a Canadian. It's their sport. And it doesn't matter. You can be an Edmonton Oilers fan and the Montreal Canadiens are in the final and they are rooting for the Montreal Canadiens, even if they hate them. So you have an entire country of Canada that is so excited right now to be an Oilers fan, and they want this bad because there's not been a Canadian that has won the Stanley Cup in 31 years. Since 1993, the Montreal Canadiens. That was the last team to win the Stanley Cup. That is unbelievable. You want to talk about a bad stretch run? The Canadiens have nothing to root for over the last 31 years. I know they've had a couple teams get to the final, but they haven't won the final. And this is their best chance. Now, is Florida better than Edmonton? Maybe. They might be a better all-around team. They're more physical. I think they're better defensively. Their goaltending is better. And offensively, there's not too much of a difference there because obviously you have 100-point scorers in Tkachuk. You have a 50-goal scorer in Hyman. You have Verhaeghe. Barkov is playing unbelievable. Sam Bennett is chipping in goals. So they have players that can go on the offense. But they can play defensive style. They can play offensively. But you know what? The Edmonton Oilers have shown that they can do that too. So who has the edge? If you ask me, I have to say Florida has a little bit of the edge because they do have home ice advantage. And it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen because the series starts on Saturday, June 8th. So think about this. Let's just kind of break down what's happening here. June 8th is game one in Florida. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's hot as shit in Florida in June. It's humid. The ice conditions are going to be really interesting. They're going to have to turn up that air conditioning to a max level playing in June. So who does that benefit? I'll tell you who it doesn't benefit. It doesn't benefit Connor McDavid. It doesn't benefit Leon Draisaitl. People who love to fly on that nice hard ice, that smooth ice, that where the puck doesn't bobble, it's smooth skating all the way across from goal line to goal line. No, in Florida, there's going to be chips all over the place. It's going to be soft ice. The puck is going to be flipping all over the place. The frustration is going to get in the Draisaitl and McDavid's heads. But Florida, they're used to it. They're used to having ice that is probably not as consistent as it would be in Canada. Now, we do know that these guys that work in the arenas, the ice people, they are really good at what they do. They have learned to make ice and to make the best ice possible in all sorts of conditions. But it's still June. Let's not look at this like it's a non-issue, because it will be. And the last game is June 24th. So here you have a Stanley Cup final that is in the peak of summer, and these players are traveling ridiculous distances. It's one of the longest final distances that we've had maybe since Boston, Vancouver back in 2011, 2012. So there's a lot of little things that are popping up into this storyline, this final, that's going to be really interesting to watch. Now, fans, Florida fans that want to go up to Edmonton to watch Florida, whether they will do that or not, they probably won't because of that travel schedule. Edmonton Oilers fans, you better damn believe they are going to go to Florida. They will take any flight available, whether it's one stop, two stops. Edmonton Oilers fans will be in Florida to watch their team play. So that's a benefit for the Oilers. It's going to be really interesting. It would be really awesome for the National Hockey League to have their iconic player win the Stanley Cup. Connor McDavid winning a cup would be phenomenal, not only for Connor McDavid, but it'd be great for the league. It'd be great for the league, for the Canadian team to win too. But it just shows you how a team can change so fast by having a generational player like McDavid. I know they've underachieved the last couple of years, but it was just 5 years ago where they weren't even making the playoffs and they had three or four number one picks and they just couldn't get over the hurdle. They had some terrible picks that didn't kind of pan out the way they wanted to. Draisaitl becoming the player that nobody expected, right? I mean, who expected Leon Draisaitl to be this dominant of a player? And of course it helps playing with Connor McDavid, but guess what? Connor McDavid loves playing Leon Draisaitl because he might be one of the best playmakers in the game and one of the smartest players in the game. So, and to think again that this team, both these teams have new coaches, Florida in the beginning of the year and Edmonton Oilers during the year, like they changed their coach during the year. And it kind of goes back to what St. Louis did a few years back, changing their coach mid-season, and look what happened. You know, getting it, that's a pretty impressive thing to do when you have a coach that comes in and changes the whole mentality. And Knobloch has done an unbelievable job of for this team. Both coaches have done an unbelievable job. But it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to come down to, again, which is probably the key to any series, and that's special teams, the power plays. Both power plays are dynamite and electric, have great players on it. Penalty killing is probably going to be key because that's what won it for Florida. I mean, Florida just knocked out the New York Rangers, which I know a lot of people are really upset about. That would have been a dream matchup for the National Hockey League, having the New York Rangers, one of the biggest markets and one of the biggest fan bases in the National Hockey League, playing the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. I mean, what an absolute epic matchup that would have been for ESPN, TNT, for ratings. I still think you got to get the ratings because of Connor McDavid, because of Leon Draisaitl. But the Rangers didn't have enough. They were so bleak in their offense. Zibanejad totally disappeared. And where do you go? Kreider. Yeah, he had a good series against Carolina, but Kreider was invisible. The only thing he really did is punch a couple guys in the face. Then, you know, it wasn't a big offensive juggernaut like he needed to be. When your offensive guys go sour, when they go south, game over. That's why they make the big bucks. That's why they get all the hoopla and all the craze when they win and all the praise when they win. But guess what? They also are going to get blamed when they lose. So Panarin, you know, you finally got a goal with 1 minute left in the series. You fell apart for 8 or 9 games. 100-point score. The power play went quiet because Bobrovsky was great, because Florida figured out how to stop their power play. So everything went bleak for the Rangers. And if you ask me, I think the Rangers, the fact that they won the President's Cup trophy is a little surprising to me, especially the way that they are 5-on-5. Their power play was unbelievable during the year. But again, it's their power play in the semifinal, in the conference final, that was their doom. That's what put them out. Not having Cheadle, who was out for 72 games, and trying to get him in there to play, he was not ineffective because you can't come in after missing 72 games and literally think that you're going to have an impact in a quarterfinal in the semifinal game. There's no way. I think Shesterkin literally stood on his head. I mean, he was like an acrobat. He did everything he possibly could do to keep the New York Rangers in the series. And I can't even imagine what Shesterkin's thinking of when he goes into the locker room. After every period, he's got to be like, boys, put the damn puck in the net. Let's start generating some offense. There was no sense of urgency by the New York Rangers to get in front of that net, drive that puck to the net, and to put any kind of pressure in front of Bobrovsky. But if they did, it was too periodical. They didn't do it enough consistently. And I don't know, it's easy for me to say here, right? Because I'm not out in the ice. I'm not playing against a very frustrating Florida Panther team. But also, it's a long series. It's a long playoffs. Rangers, they could have been tired. They could have been beat up. They could have been sore. I don't know. No, but guess what? Everybody's sore. Everybody's hurting. So anyway, it is the final. We got 5 days for these guys to rest up, 5 days to heal some of these wounds that they've had from the last month and a half of playing playoff hockey, which is the best watched sport in all of playoffs. It is the greatest spectator sport, NHL playoffs. And now we have the NHL final with two of the greatest players that have ever played the game. I think the greatest player that has ever played a game, or the most talented player, in Connor McDavid. I'm going to say that again. And then the Florida Panthers, who I think I'm giving the edge to. It's a slight edge. Home ice advantage, being used to their ice, being able to play a very defensive system, and I don't know. There's just something about Matthew Tkachuk getting back to the final 2 years in a row and knowing what it takes to win it where Edmonton doesn't. I'm giving the edge to the Florida Panthers. But whatever happens, the NHL's got to be really happy to have this matchup. We'll see what happens. But I'm excited. You got to be excited. By the way, can we really quick just say congratulations to Dallas. You had an unbelievable year. You stunk last night. But Edmonton Oilers, 10 shots, 11 shots on net to Dallas's 33. I mean, that was pretty impressive, locking it down if you had Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid with the most unbelievable goal in one of the biggest games. Because if Edmonton doesn't win that, you don't want to go back to Dallas for game 7. So I just had to say, what an unbelievable goal by Connor McDavid last night in shutting the door on the Dallas Stars. And now we get to watch them against the Florida Panthers in the NHL final. Can't wait. Stanley Cup final is here. I hope everybody enjoys it. That has been a wrap for Snipes and Stripes Weekend Edition right here on nofilter.net. Check out Tim Peel and I on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. Thanks again to our sponsors, Bet Online, Whiskey in the Wild, and Protective Neck Guards. And we will see you on Wednesday. It is happening. We'll get Tim Peel's kind of his thoughts about the final on Wednesday. We'll do final predictions, and game starts Saturday night. It's the NHL Stanley Cup final. It's here. Can't wait. Enjoy, everybody. See you Wednesday.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.